Hi there, boys and girls, and kids of all ages. How are you today? Let me welcome you to the Children's Bible Club. Join us for singing, maybe a letter or two, and for sure, a good Bible story. You know, don't you, that stories from God's Word are true. They're not made up by some man. God's truths are woven throughout His Word, and God put them there for our learning. I want to be a good listener and a good learner, and I trust you do too. So now, let's put our hearts into singing with the choir and Mr. Woods. Choir? Thank you, choir. Boys and girls, do you like to get letters in the mail? Or maybe you hear from a friend by way of email and you're very happy. Well, you know, Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you too. Getting mail that lets me know that you're listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast makes me very happy and also encourages me and those who help with the broadcast. Here's a letter from a girl in Antigua, West Indies. Dear Aunt Carolyn, it's a pleasure to write you this little note now to let you know that I always listen to your broadcast. I do so get blessed by your program. Pray for me as I do the same. Then she gave the answer to the Bible question. Isn't that good? And here's one from Pickens, South Carolina. Aunt Carolyn, will you please send me a list of your books, tapes, and CDs? I listen to you on WTBI Radio in Greenville, South Carolina. And of course, I'm glad to send information on our visualized storybooks and other Christian books and music. But the quickest way to get that help is to go on our website and look it over for yourself. Our web address is www.childrensbibleclub.com. That's pretty easy to remember. Or perhaps you'd like to write it down. Got a pencil? That's www.childrensbibleclub.com. And if you want to send an email, you can get that address from the website too. So let me hear from you this week. You can be a big encouragement in the ministry with boys and girls. And now, here's the children singing again before story time.
All other ground.
Today's story is A Presumptuous King. In 2 years, the once timid King Saul established himself as ruler over Israel and built a large army for defense. One day, Jonathan, his son, led part of the army against the garrison of Philistines, bitter enemies of Israel. The angry Philistines fought back with a huge army of horses and chariots and soldiers. Saul rallied to the fight, sounded the call to arms, and soon had an army ready to fight. Ready to fight, that is, until they got a look at the size of the Philistine army. The odds against Israel were impossible. In mortal fear, the Israelite soldiers shrank back and ran to hide. They ran into caves and thickets and rocks and pits, and anywhere to find cover. Some even crossed the Jordan River and fled the country. Now the orders were for Saul to wait for Samuel the priest to come offer a sacrifice, beseeching God's help and blessing on the battle. Saul waited and waited. He waited 7 days, but Samuel didn't come. Where could he be? Saul thought. What's taking them so long? Enough, Saul decided. I can't wait any longer. If he's not coming, I'll offer the sacrifice myself. Now, no one but the priest was to perform that duty. But under the pressure of time and fear and pride, Saul stepped into the priest's office. The altar was put in place, and the sacrificial animals were brought. Saul had watched the priest perform this service many times. He knew what to do. And soon the sacrifice was complete. Saul was confident and sure now that God would bless the battle. But no sooner than he had finished the offering with the smoke still rising into the sky, than whom did he see coming over the horizon? Yes, it was Samuel. Saul hurried to meet him. Samuel immediately knew there was trouble. What have you done, Saul? Well, he stammered, the Philistines were threatening to attack, and my troops were so afraid that they scattered and hid. When you didn't come, I forced myself to offer the sacrifice. Oh, Saul, how foolish! You have disobeyed God. You were faithless, self-confident, and disobedient. God can no longer allow you to be king. He will choose a new king who will obey him. That was all Samuel had to say, and he left. There stood Saul alone, trying to lead an army without God's help and without weapons. The only ones left with swords and shields were Saul and Jonathan, because the Philistines had taken away the Israelites' weapons. No wonder the Philistines thought this would be an easy battle. When Jonathan and his armor-bearer stuck their heads out from behind a huge rock, the Philistines mocked them. "Come on up to us. We'll show you a thing or two." Jonathan whispered to his young armor-bearer, "Follow me, for God has given us the victory." With that, Jonathan scrambled up the rock on his hands and feet and attacked the Philistines before they suspected a thing. His armor-bearer followed, and together they wiped out 20 Philistines and left them lying on the ground. God stood with Jonathan and sent an earthquake that shook the earth. The Philistines were so frightened that they began to kill each other, and the rest of them ran for their lives and disappeared as if they'd melted away. What a victory! All this time, hesitant Saul and his 600 men had been hanging back, like lagging under a pomegranate tree, unwilling to move forward. His men were distressed and discouraged without a strong leader to take command, and beside that, Saul had commanded that no one should eat that day until he was avenged of his enemies. So his soldiers had eaten nothing all day and were weak from hunger. When they heard the ruckus and noise of Jonathan's battle, Saul was startled. "Call muster! Take account! Who's missing from our ranks?" When Jonathan didn't answer roll call, Saul was furious. He didn't even commend his son for his great victory, but was mad because he learned that Jonathan had eaten some honey, which gave him renewed strength. Jonathan didn't even know about his father ordering an oath against anyone who ate, but Saul was determined to kill him for his transgression. "He shall die," he cried. But the soldiers rose up as one. "No, no, Jonathan has won a great victory for God today. He shall not die." And the people cried out, "No, no, he shall not die," and rescued him from death. The battle was over, but Saul's army and the Philistines went home. But King Saul continued to fight, and war with the surrounding countries took more and more men into his army. Every strong and valiant man he drafted to be a soldier, just as Samuel had warned the people when they begged for a king to be like other countries. Saul had manpower, but he did not have power with God, for he didn't seek God's will or obey God's word. That was a formula for defeat and ruin. Real success is obeying God and doing His will. So let's set our hearts on that one purpose. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.